The country gets to know Minnesota Governor Tim Walz in his primetime address at the Democratic National Convention here in Chicago tonight. They'll also get to know his family, including his daughter Hope. As NPR's Elena Moore reports, the 23-year-old has already joined Walz on the campaign trail and is going viral in the process.
5 years ago, Tim Walz enlisted his daughter Hope for an assignment, help get Minnesotans to use hands-free phones while driving.
We want to make sure our teen drivers are not texting and...
No. I think it's actually mostly bald men.
Cut.
All right, once again, sitting in the car, the two took turns taking jabs at each other, and it quickly devolved.
Cut. Hey, Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz here. Governor Walz here trying to get rid of a child for anyone.
This video resurfaced as Vice President Harris was deciding who to choose as her running mate. And it's not the only one, like this video of the two at the Minnesota State Fair last year. It's gotten over 7 million views on Twitter.
But then we're going to go get some food, corn dog.
I'm vegetarian.
Turkey then.
And turkey's then, meat.
Not in Minnesota, turkey special.
And, of course, they also went on a roller coaster. Now that Governor Walz has joined Harris on the ticket, Hope is on the campaign trail, even sporting a Harris-Walz camouflage hat that nods to the Midwest and pop culture. These viral moments introduce a new political dynamic, says historian Kate Anderson Brower.
I think that's what makes it unique, is like her comfort level and the fact that she does seem really charismatic, and the fact that they can use her in a way to tell their story.
Brower points to the other first and second children who have gotten involved in politics over the years, but it's still very common for families to stay private. Even Harris's two adult stepchildren, Ella and Cole Emhoff, have largely stayed out of the political spotlight during her time as VP. That said, both do have a role at the convention. On Tuesday night, Cole honored his dad and Harris in a video.
Ella and I would laugh watching them fall in love, acting like teenagers. In 2014, Kamala became Mamala.
But as Governor Walz enters the national spotlight, his family has already been a part of his political messaging. Like when Walz tells the story of how he and his wife struggled to start a family, undergoing years of fertility treatments. Finally, they were able to have their first child, Hope.
I'm not crying, you're crying, so.
To Brower, that was a striking moment.
We haven't seen that sort of level of intimacy between a candidate and their child so early on. I don't think they're going to waste any time to try to get people to know who Tim Walz is.
And having someone help there may prove beneficial. Longtime Republican strategist Kevin Madden knows that firsthand. He worked on Mitt Romney's presidential campaign, where his large family joined on the trail.
It helps folks identify with that candidate more easily. And that does oftentimes give you another opportunity to then make an appeal on policy.
Hope may have another strength here, appealing to young voters, a group Harris and Walz need to win. And her dad is open to hearing from the generation. While running for governor, he credited his daughter for influencing his own views after the 2018 mass shooting in Parkland, Florida.
Hope woke up like many of you did 5 weeks ago and Dad said, Dad, you're the only person I know who's in elected office. You need to stop what's happening with this.
Julian Zelliger is a professor of history at Princeton University. He argues that while first and second children have had private political disagreements with their parents, it hasn't been acknowledged in the public.
The kids were kind of props, quote unquote. This is very different.
And the difference that Walz's family presents is already on display at the DNC. On the first day, as Walz spoke with a reporter in the stands, Hope and her teenage brother did something many kids would do if their parents were on camera. They held up bunny ears behind his head. That viral humor could be on primetime tonight as Governor Walz addresses and accepts the vice presidential nomination. Elena Moore, NPR News, Chicago.